Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 8th of October. New South Wales recorded 646 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 11 deaths. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant revealed that a new strain of COVID related to the Delta strain has been identified in New South Wales. Chant said in regards to transmission, vaccine effectiveness, and disease severity that there's no indication that there's any difference between it and the Delta strain currently circulating in Sydney. There's been 8 cases of the new strain identified so far, 7 of which are from the same household. The Western New South Wales Local Health District had 16 new cases, 6 in Dubbo, 5 in Bathurst, 2 in Wellington, 1 in Oberon, and 1 in Orange. The Far West Local Health District had 5 cases, all of which were in Dareton. On to Victoria, where there were 1,838 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and a further 5 deaths. This brings the total number of active cases in the state to 16,823. Regional Victoria had 113 new cases, including 18 in Geelong, 13 in Shepparton, 11 in Baw-Baw, 10 in Ballarat, 7 in Moorabool, and 7 in Mildura. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton announced that several LGAs would be having the border bubble arrangement with New South Wales reintroduced. On the Victorian side, these are the Benalla, Bendigo, Balloke, Loddon, and Yarriambac LGAs, and on the New South Wales side are the Edward River, Hay, Lockhart, Murrumbidgee, and Wagga Wagga LGAs. People living within those local government areas can travel freely between them without a permit, provided you've not left that bubble within the last 14 days. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.